Saturday, December the 4th, 2021. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. Today will be my December 4th edition of the Battle Club Report. But first off, if this is your first time joining me, thank you for joining me. Like I said, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. If you haven't already, follow me on Twitter at the Battle Club Guy. Check out that Instagram, the Battle Club Guy. I'm also on YouTube, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. Head on over to the channel, like some of those videos for me, subscribe to the channel. Help me reach my goal of 1,000 YouTube subscribers. So let's get into today's episode of the Battle Club Report. We got tons of news to talk about. Let's start with some title reigns. Becky Lynch has held the, well, combined reigns. She has been champion for 500 days. Becky Lynch has been, if you combine her title reign, she's the current Raw Women's Champion. She has been champion for 500 days. Now, you know, the question is, when and where will Becky Lynch lose that Raw Women's Championship? The only female I could see on the main roster right now defeating Becky Lynch would be a Bianca Belair. I don't know what the WrestleMania plans are. You know, WrestleMania 38 is two nights. If I could book the main event of WrestleMania 38 night one, I would give that to the ladies. I would do your four-way, Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks, Charlotte Flair, and a returning Bayley. I would book that for WrestleMania 38 night one. Let's go talk about the head of the table. Roman Reigns has held the Universal title since August 30th, 2020. He is now 450 days as Universal Champion. If Roman Reigns holds the Universal Championship until night two of WrestleMania 38, which most likely is the case, he will have held the Universal Championship for 581 days as Universal Champion. But Roman Reigns has to defend that Universal Championship at WWE's next pay-per-view, WWE Day One, on New Year's Day from Atlanta, Georgia. Roman Reigns will face the Beast, Brock Lesnar, for the Universal Championship. You know, last night on SmackDown, Sami Zayn was supposed to fight Roman Reigns for that Universal Championship. Brock Lesnar just beat the holy dog crap out of Sami Zayn. Roman Reigns beat Sami Zayn in 8 seconds. With the help of Brock Lesnar. So Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, WWE Day One, WWE's New Year's Day pay-per-view, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. You know, I don't know what the plans are for Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 38 Night 2. I know Brock Lesnar was the rumored main event, but, you know, in my opinion, if you're doing Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns in January, why would you go around and do that again in April? And I saw some people say, Roman Reigns can lose the Universal Championship to Brock Lesnar, and then Roman Reigns can win the Royal Rumble, and then Roman Reigns can challenge Brock Lesnar again at WrestleMania. That's a lot of back and forth. We've seen Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar 500 times, okay? I know this is the new Brock Lesnar, but I think they might have something bigger planned for Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 38. I mean, you know, I've advocated for this. I preach for this. You know, I beg for this on Twitter every month. The only credible person that could fight Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 38 would be The Rock. And I know a lot of people say, you know, The Rock, he's doing his movie thing, his TV shows and all that. And yeah, he is doing that. But if The Rock is free for WrestleMania 38, then I think The Rock should be the man to face Roman Reigns, you know. By the time we get to WrestleMania 39 in Los Angeles, The Rock will be 50 years old. You know, is Roman Reigns going to still be the head of the table in 2 years? You know, that's a long time. Not to say that Roman Reigns isn't the top guy, the head of the table, which he is. But the way I look at it is, if you can get The Rock for WrestleMania 38, do it. Strike while the iron's hot, because The Rock is, Roman Reigns is as hot as he's going to get. The Rock is hotter than ever. You know, The Rock has his new movie on Netflix, Red Notice. I checked it out. It was a great movie. Red Notice has become the top movie in Netflix history. Red Notice has more than 328 million total viewing hours. After 3 weeks of streaming on Netflix, it has surpassed Bird Box, which had 282 million viewing hours. And yeah, so, you know, like I said, The Rock is the head of the table in Hollywood, and Roman Reigns is the head of the table in WWE. So that, I think that's your WrestleMania 38 Night 2 match. Going back to the Day 1 pay-per-view, we're also going to get a triple threat for the WWE Championship. Big E will defend his WWE Championship against Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens. And just announced on Talking Smack, the Usos, Jimmy and Jey Uso, will defend their SmackDown Tag Team Championships against the New Day, King Woods, and Sir Kofi Kingston. That all goes down live. WWE Day 1 on New Year's Day. So we have some news. We have some contract news. On the latest Wrestling Observer newsletter, Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns are the top paid wrestlers in WWE. Both men make a reported more than $5 million per year. $5 million a year they're paying Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. And that's a lot, because the report goes on to state that a lot of the top talent is making between $2 and $3 million a year. And yeah, Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, that can tell you how much they have invested in them if they're giving these gentlemen $5 million a year. Remember when WWE stood for a walk with Elias? I don't, because I haven't seen Elias in forever. WrestleVotes, if you haven't followed WrestleVotes, give them a follow on Twitter, at WrestleVotes. WrestleVotes has reported that there was never a plan for Elias' graveyard vignettes beyond moving him past his music gimmick. An initial attempt at a new character was shot down by Vince McMahon and a team for being too similar to Randy Savage. So now it's back to square one. Follow up on that from Ringside News. Ringside News is reporting Elias was recently spotted backstage with no beard and chopped hair. So apparently Elias cut the beard off, but now it's back to square one. So that's a shame, because Elias used to be super over with the crowd, you know, the graveyard gimmicks. I thought maybe they were doing, you know, the old Elias dead and we're going to have a rebirth for the new Elias, but back to square one for Elias. NXT UK superstar Walter. Walter is apparently in talks for a main roster call-up. Appears that Walter is separated from his wife, and Walter is now willing to work, you know, in the United States. Before, Walter didn't want to work in the United States because of travel and his family, but it seems like Walter has gotten in great shape. Wrestling Observer newsletter reports that Walter is getting into good-looking shape, because it's more important to have a great-looking body on the main roster. So it looks like Walter could be coming to the main roster very soon, and I think that would be a great addition to SmackDown. Walter would be. BodySlam.net has reports that multiple sources have now confirmed the breakup of Charlotte Flair and Andrade. The report states that the breakup was not mutual. The report goes on to state that Charlotte Flair was the one who ended the relationship with Andrade. There are no other details on what caused the end of the relationship. In addition to unfollowing Charlotte, Andrade has also deleted photos of them together. The couple had been together since 2019, and they had recently been engaged in early 2020. Charlotte had regularly traveled with Andrade even after he left WWE early this year, so that report comes from BodySlam.net. It's a shame when you see... it seemed like Charlotte Flair and Andrade were always happy when they posted pictures, their tweets. Seems like they always supported each other, even though they're working for rival companies. But yeah, looks like that's the end of the Charlotte Flair-Andrade relationship. Let's see, anything else I want to touch on? Oh yes, tomorrow it's NXT TakeOver. Oh, I'm sorry, not NXT TakeOver. It's NXT War Games. I did a NXT War Games predictions episode, uploaded on my podcast for you guys. NXT War Games is tomorrow, Sunday, December the 5th, 8 p.m. I'll run down the match card for you. We have a hair versus hair match, Cameron Grimes versus Duke Hudson. We have the NXT Tag Team Championships on the line, Imperium defending their NXT Championships against Kyle O'Reilly and Von Wagner. For the NXT Cruiserweight Championship, Roderick Strong defending his NXT Cruiserweight Championship against Joe Gacy. And we have two War Games matches. We have the Women's War Games match. It's Raquel Gonzalez, Io Shirai, Cora Jade, and Kaylee Ray versus Dakota Kai and Toxic Attractions, Mandy Rose, Gigi Dolin, and JC Jane. And the Men's War Games is Team Black and Gold, the NXT Champion, Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano, Pete Dunne, and LA Knight versus Team 2.0, Braun Breaker, the NXT North American Champion, Carmelo Hayes, Grayson Waller, and Tony D'Angelo. That all goes down live tomorrow night on Peacock. It's NXT War Games. Well, there you go, folks. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Balor Club Report. As always, follow me on Twitter, at the Balor Club Guy. Check out that Instagram, the Balor Club Guy. Head on over to the YouTube channel, The Balor Club Guys Podcast on YouTube. Like some of those videos for me. Subscribe to the channel. Like I said, my goal is to reach 1,000 YouTube subscribers. And the next wrestling event you can catch me at will be next Saturday. I will be attending my first ever PPW wrestling event. PPW is... independent wrestling organization based out of northeastern Pennsylvania. The event I will be attending will be called PPW Open Season. And the main event they have for that event next Saturday is a mega main event. It is Impact World Champion Moose taking on New Japan Pro Wrestling's Jonah. That all goes down live next Saturday, PPW Open Season. As always, folks, thank you for joining me. This is the Balor Club Guys Podcast. I'm your host, the Balor Club Guy. Till next time.